Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly McCarthy Show. Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hello, everybody. It's Dolly McCarthy here. Welcome to The Good Show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. I'm so glad to be with you this week. What a week we've had. You know, we're all still at home. Coronavirus still with us. No cure, no vaccine. Nothing has changed except trying to lessen this curve and stop the spread of this virus. This is a pandemic, and we have to do our part to stop this spread of this disease. We can't mess around, everybody, you know. There's a beginning. We all, when we found out about it, shocking, scary. There's a middle, which we're in right now, and in the end, what will happen in the end? But right now, we're in the middle, and we have an opportunity with our actions to make this go away, to affect the end. When will it end? It doesn't look like it's going to be ending anytime soon, really, from the likes of the way people were behaving in Chicago, and I don't want to just blame Chicago. It's all over the place. But you know, people love the Chicago Lakefront. I'm born and raised in Chicago. I get it. You know, when I'm stressed, which a lot of us are feeling right now, when you're stressed, you want to exercise. You want to get outside. Yesterday was absolutely beautiful, sunny and beautiful, around 60. And so people were walking along the lakefront. I mean, people were playing in the parks. There was actual physical contact sports happening. I don't know if people could understand this or why they're not taking this seriously. Like, look at other parts of the world. If you don't take this seriously, this could really lead to deaths, a high number of deaths. Right now, 949 cases in Chicago as of 1:30. I just got the number at 1:30. I mean, and that number is going to go up. We know that. If one person has it and doesn't even know it, and they spread it to two or three more people, that means an exponential rise to this curve. Again, no vaccine, no treatment. We just need to stop infecting each other. And the way to do that is to stop people from coming into contact with each other. You know, stay home. I know it sounds silly, and someone had said something. I saw something on social media about this particular crisis in our country and the world. No time have we ever been asked to fight something by staying home. We are very fortunate, and we should be very grateful. We don't have to send our sons. My son is 23. I am so grateful that I do not have to send my son to war. I will just tell him to stay alone in his apartment. That's the only way he's going to be able to battle on the front lines, is to stay home. Our hospitals in the Chicagoland area right now have the capacity. But that could all change. I've been told that hotels are on standby, YMCA is on standby. I don't know how we can accommodate that growing number of people on ventilators. Can you imagine your mother, father, grandfather being stricken with this virus and needing to get on a ventilator, and we don't have them? You know, when you're running around on the lakefront, waving your friends, talking and going, when is good? I mean, seriously, people, keep the distance. I don't know if you agree or disagree with me, but the experts are saying this, that we need extreme actions. And Chicago, I have to put, you know, hats off to Chicago's Mayor Lightfoot for now restricting access to Chicago's lakefront. That was just announced moments ago. No more congregating on Chicago's lakefront or even the lakefront parks. Could you imagine that? I know it's sound? Not really, when you're thinking in terms of how we can bend this curve here. The 606 trail has been cut off, the Riverwalk, bike path, all of that until this threat is over. And she says, and this lady doesn't mess around, people have been blatantly violating the order to stay home. This conduct we saw yesterday is really posing that direct threat. So in order to ease or erase progress on this disease, we just have to flatten this disease. We must, as a city, as a community, suburbs of Chicago, bend the curve of this disease and really stay home. That doesn't mean you can't walk your dog. It doesn't mean you can't take a run. Just stop congregating in these popular areas. And I've been doing my part. I will say this. Here's something so simple. In Park Ridge, it was a beautiful day yesterday. Even on the bad days, I was still out and about getting my power walk in because there's no health club open. When you see someone coming at you on the sidewalk, you really should get on the other side, not get so close to them. So we need to just stick together and solve this together and think of the victims already. Think of our parents, our elderly parents, our grandparents, and hundreds of others that are stuck at home. Those receiving care in hospitals, stuck on ventilators, this will affect us all. It has the potential to break the back of our healthcare system. And we could be expecting upward of 40,000 hospitalizations now, they're saying. That number could very well break our hospital system. If you folks don't stay home, we will have, as the Mayor Lightfoot said, catastrophic consequences. So stay home, save lives, do your part. We need for you to get this, people. So some things to talk about. We do have a guest coming on the show a little bit from now. A Dr. Michael Lewis, who is the former U.S. military infectious disease specialist. We're going to be talking about, we're going to continue to talk about COVID-19 and get his take and advice from him about this coronavirus outbreak, what kind of actions we should take, how serious is this? We do know it's seriously affecting our health and the people that we care about. And I did hear reports yesterday, you may not know anybody who has COVID-19, and the news report just came out. There's two people in Park Ridge that have it. Two people that we have been documented and tested, you know. So we're going to learn more in our community and in others. It's affecting our markets. First-time applications for jobless benefits hit 3.3 million. That is the biggest rise in the series since it was first tracked in 1967. But sounds like investors are shrugging off that report. The Dow at around 1 o'clock was up. This $2 trillion bill rescue package to tide the economy over for 3 months. Expecting to give folks that are collecting unemployment $600 more in their pockets. You're getting tax rebate checks. We'll see if it makes it through the House. This is a time in our lives when your choices, your desire to be out and about and play, and if you're against the government telling you to stay home, you have to understand how those actions really impact people's health, the lives of their families, the economics of it all. Think before you step out the door. And when you do step out the door, just keep that social distance. It's not that hard. We've got enough space. We have so many people on ventilators, and they do expect that number to rise. And cases are growing every day. Make no mistake about that. So I just want to do my part, and I'm staying home, but I'm also, I am getting out, but I try to do it at night. I took an hour-long walk at night. Probably shouldn't say that, but there's less people out at night. And if I had to do it, when I do it during the day, and I have, I've tried to stay away from people on the street. So just, you know, folks, use common sense. This is highly contagious. So just stay home. Save lives. Help out. Do your part. Many are not doing their part. So we ask you to do your part. I mean, look at doing your part means that your next door neighbor who owns a restaurant in town, so think of if this is not reaching you, think of this one. Restaurants in town having to close their doors. And those workers there, I mean, I have friends that are raising their children and their waitresses. They can't work. So they're getting unemployment benefits. It's not a solution. It's not a long-term solution. The solution is do your part, stay home so that that mother can go back to work very quickly and support her family and not have to get that support from our government, which ultimately affects you. Does that make sense? I don't understand how people don't understand this, really. It was interesting, Cook County releasing news today that restaurants in Cook County are going to get a relief package and ease on fees once this pause is lifted. The restaurants, they're hoping that will help them grow quickly and recover quickly. So all these things are going to be put in place. The bottom line, right now, we're in the middle, and that means the middle of this pandemic, and we need to do our part. Yes, it really sucks. This is such a bummer. I personally am so bummed that baseball is on hold. On a lighter note. Okay, I'm off my soapbox. On a lighter note, not so light note, it's really sad that a full season of baseball now, they're saying, is out of the question. May start up in May. Some people are saying, why not play through November? Baseball will be back. Will your loved ones that have to be on a ventilator, are you going to risk their lives because you're eager to get outside and play ball? We have another month or two of cold weather. We can handle this. We can do this, people. I'm reading some really good books. Camo, a book by a local author here in Park Ridge. She dropped it off. I'm reading that book. Read some good books. I get books all the time, and I appreciate that when people send me books from all over the world because they want to have an opportunity to be on the show. How wonderful is that? The people want to be on my show. I got a book from a local author. I love it. And so I'm reading her book, and I was telling people about it. You know, you could do a lot to support local. A lot of people are supporting these local restaurants. That's great. But think about all the other people, too, all the other businesses, too, that are local. Restaurants are having the biggest impact right now, and make no mistake about that. But you know, you can stay inside and support local in all things that you're doing. Okay, so we lose some baseball. It's not the end of the world. You'll be back. I heard some golf courses are closed, reopening some of them with special precautions. Players are barred from those picking up those sticks, the flag sticks, and only one to a cart. I mean, seriously, guys, when you're on the golf course, and some of them are, you know, a lot of men out there, and you think you're invisible, you feel strong, and you've made it this far, and you haven't gotten sick. Just keep that in mind that it could spread that way. So let's not share a cart. You can laugh from another cart, one cart to another. Just keep that distance. So I can't stress that enough, that we are still in the middle and we're really hoping for an end. No one knows when the end is going to be either. That's the part that's really stressing people out. And I get it. So, you know, we've got to figure out ways to manage stress by staying indoors. You can do it by eating a healthy diet. Think of that too. It's easier to, I think a lot of people have been eating at home, but I think that in the long run, you're all going to be losing weight because you know, we don't have a lot of salt and butter in our food we make at home. I don't want to jab restaurants at all, but, you know, let's face it, we eat healthier at home. So here's an opportunity. You're going to eat healthier, exercising at home. You know, we don't have the gym and yoga classes, but you can take a hike around your neighborhood. Do it at night when there's less people out. That's just as good as the morning. It gets those feel-good neurotransmitters in your brain going. And, you know, how about practicing gratitude? During these uncertain times, all of us are filled with anxiety and, you know, worry and negative thoughts. Let's just practice a little gratitude here. Thank God grandma's not sick. Thank God mom's okay. Let's keep it that way. So just some things to think about. I'm going to go to my first guest. I am really, really grateful to have an expert here on infectious diseases. He's an infectious disease specialist, Dr. Michael Lewis, a former U.S. military colonel, I believe. I'm going to double check with that. Dr. Michael Lewis, are you there?
I am here.
Fantastic. Well, welcome to the show. Really glad to have you on today. Thank you for your time.
No problem, Dolly.
So I might just segue into, I know you're an expert on infectious diseases. We're going to get into some ways that folks can manage stress. But let me just ask you first and foremost, you witnessed outbreaks of serious diseases yourself. How serious is COVID-19? And I've been talking for about 15 minutes to everybody about this. So, but really, you're the expert. How serious is this? And why should people be staying home? Really? Why? Why is it? And why are people out and about? The risk is,
you know, if you put it into context, and a lot of people want to say, oh, it's no worse than the flu. Well, influenza is different. It's a different virus, and it changes incrementally each year. And occasionally there's big leaps like bird flu or avian flu or the Hong Kong flu or 1918 Spanish flu. Those were big leaps and almost like new viruses in the influenza family. Well, this coronavirus, people haven't been exposed to coronaviruses like they have been over year after year with the influenza. So it's a new virus, and we don't, as a population, have the ability to effectively fight this, as you know, from our immune standpoint. And so it is very it is serious, and you know, we know that it attacks the lungs, and we know that it's worse in people of older ages and people that have underlying problems that affect their immune system. So really the biggest thing that you can do is keep your immune system healthy, actually.
Well, that's a really good point, you know, because people are feeling very stressed out and that affects the immune system. How can people manage their anxiety, keep their immune system strong during COVID-19?
Well, there's a couple of, you know, I've got like six main strategies that people can use. And I think just as I called in, I heard you talking a little bit about it. You know, the idea of gratitude is always an important one. But I, you know, number one for me is stop trying to be updated minute by minute. Step away from the TV, turn off the news. We just are swimming in information overload, and that is stressing people out even more. And so you've got to take a break. Remember the days when we got the morning newspaper and the evening news? That's plenty. There's not 24 hours worth of news out there. You don't have to be updated minute by minute by minute. And so step away from it. And then just kind of some of the basic things we should be doing every day anyway, but now's a great time to focus on our health, our diet, our exercise, our gratitude, taking a few moments to just be quiet and maybe meditate or take some deep breaths. You know, these are some really basic things, you know, the old World War II saying of keep calm and carry on. I mean, that's really what we need to get back to.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, those are some basics that people should just, you know, it's important, though, I have to say that it's important that, like you mentioned, listen to it in the morning, listen to the news in the morning or early afternoon. Seems like a lot of press conferences. City Hall just had one in Chicago, and that message was so important, reminding people to stop congregating in groups, stay away from the lakefront, which has been flooded with people. Now they're closing the lakefront. in, like you said, though, a little bit every day so that it won't cause anxiety. Stress is what weakens your immune system. And what other things can people do? You mentioned gratitude and diet. Are there things in our diet we should be eating to help prevent the virus from catching on?
Well, absolutely, or really more avoiding kind of thing is sugars. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we're talking about simple sugars, and you know, we're talking cookies, candy, sodas.
Oh my goodness! Everybody's baking.
Dessert.
So we really need to
get away from simple sugars. The carbohydrates you should be consuming are the fruits and vegetables. I mean, half the time you go into a grocery store now, and you know all the cookies and junk food is sold out, and there's plenty of fruits and vegetables. For whatever reason, people are choosing this time to eat even worse than they normally do. So take the moment, take the time to eat healthy, because it's going to help your immune system. That's going to go a long way. There's a lot of talk about different vitamins and supplements that may help. And honestly, they're not going to cure, they're not going to prevent you from getting coronavirus. But what vitamins and minerals can do is they can help support your immune system. So you want to make sure that your immune system is as strong and as healthy as can be.
Right. So if you're not, well, eating a lot of sugar, what it does is it not only puts weight gain on you. A lot of people think, oh, I'm not going to eat it because I'm gaining weight. Don't eat it because it will cause inflammation, which puts stress on your immune system, right? But eating these high-quality foods and supplements is not going to prevent the virus if you're exposed to it, right? But it will give you a fighting chance of, you know, well, a good chance of fighting it off without a ventilator, could you say? Because we're short on ventilators.
Well,
we're going to be short on ventilators.
Well, we are short on ventilators, and so it is a concern. And so we've got to figure out how do we keep people healthy. I mean, so you know, there's some preliminary studies out there that I've read that omega-3s from fish oil may help decrease the risk of sepsis, for example, is one of the things that, you know, leads pretty quickly to death. There's talk about vitamin D, making sure that, you know, people that have low vitamin D status are higher at risk of infections. And so, you know, again, we're not talking about preventing anything or even curing anything. What we're talking about is just supporting the immune system to give you the best chance to fight off any kind of a virus or infection in general. It's not even just about the coronavirus. It helps, you know, with colds and flu and all other infections as well.
Absolutely. Any other things, any other tips that we can give our listeners to manage stress and keep our immune system strong during these times?
Well, the two things. One is, you know, from staying on the nutrition side of things, I've actually become a big fan, and I'm an advisor to a company that provides hemp-derived CBD. And CBD actually has really good properties that may be helpful in this instance. Number one, it helps support the immune system, like I'm talking about, just good nutrition. So it helps support the immune system. But CBD can also help kind of calm that anxiety down, quiet that voice in the back of your head. I use it with my patients all the time in conjunction with fish oil, and the combination of the two is great for these types of situations and brain health in general. But the other one that, you know, you said I believe you're in the Chicago area, right?
Right. We're in Chicago.
So, I just heard on the news this morning when I, you know, was doing my view of the news, that Chicago is, you know, the mayor has come out and said, you know, people have to stop going outside. We want people to stay inside. You know, no biking and running. I completely disagree. I think politicians ought to stay out of the health field just as I want to stay out of the politics. I think people need to get outside and exercise. Just keep your social distancing. You know, so biking and running, going for a walk in a park or in the woods, getting back to nature, gets you fresh air, gets you sunshine, which helps with your vitamin D levels. Hopefully you're doing it with family, so you're around loved ones for that support. I'm honestly, one of my messages is get outside, get some fresh air, get some sunshine, and exercise.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Lewis is a former U.S. military infectious disease specialist. I do want to comment on something that you just you spoke of about Chicago's Mayor Lightfoot just announcing the ban on congregating. So she's not saying, and she agrees with you, Dr. Lewis, she's not saying you can't go out and exercise, which is really important to do. What she's saying is don't congregate in these very high traffic, highly popular areas to congregate in the past. So do it, but do it responsibly with social distancing. You're absolutely right about that. You got to keep exercising and moving in order to deal with this. Otherwise, we all go crazy, right, and stuck in our homes. Another thing that I know you suggested at one time, I read meditating. That's really important. Being with people you love. I'm running out of time here, but I want to stress what you had said again, eating healthy, staying away from the sugars. Any last words you want to share with my listeners about their part in this outbreak?
Well, I'd say for more information, you know, when I retired from the military, I started a small nonprofit, and the website for that is brainhealtheducation.org. That's brainhealtheducation.org. And, you know, if people are into YouTube and videos, check out CV Sciences TV, like C as in Charlie, V as in Victor, CV Sciences TV on the YouTube channel for latest up-to-date information.
Fantastic. All right, Dr. Michael Lewis, former U.S. military infectious disease specialist. They called you a hunter, infectious disease hunter for the U.S. Army. What is that really quick?
I was trained in preventive medicine, public health, with a focus on international infectious diseases, and was assigned to the U.S. Army Research Lab in Bangkok, Thailand, about 20 years ago. And my job was literally to run around Asia looking for new and interesting diseases and let the world know about them.
When do you think the end is going to be? We're right in the middle of this. We have an end. Do you think we're going to have an end to this, or the start of the end? Are we in that?
I'm very optimistic. I think if we keep, you know, the social distancing going, I think we're going to be seeing the peak here very, very shortly. Nobody knows. I mean, honestly, but I think taking it a week at a time is a smart way to go, because we've got to get the economy going again.
Thank you so much, Dr. Lewis. We really appreciate your time today. And that's all the time we have on the Good Show this afternoon. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. And remember, stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other by staying away, staying home, keeping that social distance. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you again. We'll talk to you again next week. Bye-bye now.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.